signed for a gentleman that was Israeli, Yaakov Shirir, and he was a Batsheva dancer. So I've always liked the aesthetic of the work in general. I went to Tel Aviv for the first time, I guess now it's about 3-4 years ago. I went for what's called the Dance Exposure at the Susan Dalal Center in Shivazi in Tel Aviv. And it was intense. We saw 30 companies or 35 companies in 5 days. So, you know, showings would start at like 9 in the morning, and we would go until late at night between meetings and looking at companies in various theaters as part of the dance exposure. These are all Israeli companies. It was intense, and we were 140 delegates from, I think it was 38 countries. So you're meeting a lot of people from around the globe. We're all there looking at Israeli artists. We're having really great dialogues about who's presenting what kind of work in around the world. And it was just a really great opportunity to, you know, to be a part of the international performing arts landscape. One of the complications with a lot of the work that we see in around the globe, and, you know, whether it's in Israel or in New York or wherever, is that for Titus, we have, you know, large theaters. We're in the Winspear Opera House, or we're in City Performance Hall, which is a 750, and the Winspear being 2300. Even a 750 is considered a significant-sized theater. There's a lot of work being produced that is for black boxes, for, you know, like 200 and less, 100 and less. And so a lot of work I see sometimes are for these smaller venues, and it's just a waste of my time. The French government sent me once to Paris for the Recontra competition. Unfortunately, I had booked tickets to see Leon Opera Ballet and a few other big companies that I ended up booking. And I told the government, you know, I said, listen, I'm so appreciative of your generosity flying this over, but it is a waste of your money to send a presenter with theaters the size of ours to the Recontra. It's 90% black box work, you know, really small works. You should spend that money on someone else. Now, if you have festivals with the larger companies, I'm absolutely interested. But, you know, so I try not to take advantage of the State Department's generosity.